Thank you, operator. I'd like to now turn the call over to Jeff Schick.
Thank you, folks, for joining today's call, Harness a Changing Workforce and Drive Growth with IBM Social Software. My name is Jeff Schick, and I'm the IBM Vice President for Social Software. And today, we're going to be talking about the value of social software to your organization. Let's go to page 2. It may seem like a self-evident truth that organizations must work smarter, but when we get underneath that, are they really? A new paper published by the IBM Institute for Business Value in April 2010 titled The New Way of Working has some startling statistics. 67% of people believe there are colleagues who can help them do their job, but don't know how to find them. 25% of our time is spent looking for information. And with that said, every week, 42% of people use the wrong information to make decisions. And when we think in terms of transforming the way we work, when we ask CEOs, 91% of CEOs say they need to restructure the way their organizations work in order to be competitive in today's marketplace. This is a remarkable insight to the efficiency and productivity of organizations today. Let's turn to page 3. Why social software now? Social software connects people with people and people with information with ever-increasing fluency. No longer is there an impedance match in the collaboration tools that people use. Based upon an IBM 2010 CEO study, getting closer to customers, developing people skills in their organization, and divining insight and intelligence with the right information were clearly business imperatives. And social software, by unlocking that innovation within the organization, can truly help to accelerate those business imperatives. Efficiency and productivity by getting the right person over the right opportunity at the right time to yield the right result is now possible with social software. Connecting people with the information they need through human-centric indexing, empowering people to get to that which is important. This is all very important in the way an organization can be transformed, creating a culture of sharing and enabling it such that the organization feels like they're connecting every employee to every customer. Let's go to page 4. We see substantial investment in social software today. Many organizations are taking the steps to leverage social software and have been able to show quantifiable, measurable business benefits based upon the innovation in product services that they've derived, the creation of more effective marketing campaigns, genuine better access to knowledge to support better business outcomes, and lowering the cost of doing business and driving higher revenues by creating a level of productivity and efficiency in the organization and reusing intellectual property to the benefit of the organization. These quantifiable benefits demonstrated in return on investment, demonstrated in return on contribution, are indeed what's fueling the investment in social software today. Let's turn to chart 5. Why IBM social software? IBM is indeed the market leader. With the introduction of this technology in 2007, we created the fastest growing software product in IBM history, in Lotus Connections. And in many respects, organizations like CIO Magazine see Lotus Connections at a minimum of a year ahead of SharePoint in its social computing capabilities out of the box. And we lead the pack based upon Forrester's Wave Collaborative Platform Report released in 2009. And why is this true? because it is a business social software integrated suite focused on delivering secure and robust collaboration capability, focused on your intranet, your extranet, and your internet, such that you don't need to rely on a public or consumer-grade network for mission-critical business purposes. The technology is built in an open fashion, leveraging a variety of different platforms, databases, and certainly extensible in its set of support of open widgets as well as RESTful APIs, unlocking every data element in the technology. This enables us to build collaboration into context of rich client applications, in context of business processes and portals that organizations are leveraging today. This is indeed why IBM is a leader in social software. Let's turn to page 6. Now, the social software technology enjoys a rich set of Web 2.0 capabilities. Now, what's the difference between Web 2.0 and Web 1.0? It used to be tough to publish information. You used to have to know HTML, some sort of complex authoring tool. Now, today, people can self-generate, share information, publish information easier than ever before, unlocking that intellectual property and expertise within the organization. And the journey has allowed us to use collaboration tools that no longer create an impedance match in the way people work. Email is not the best way to work collaboratively on a document. Perhaps a wiki is, where people can come together and collaboratively edit that document as opposed to passing it around as an attachment. You know, leveraging a content tool that supports check-in and check-out, version control, you know, automatic preview from any place on the planet, really will add a genuine productivity to a team building out those documents. Email may not be the best way to get a question answered by sending out a broadcast email to a narrowcast distribution list. Being able to leverage a community that has a discussion forum focused on that particular topic and posing that question such that those constituents in that community that are experts on that topic can provide the answer is a better path. Using email to send out a newsletter as a broadcast on a particular set of news or topics may not be the best way to get your word out there. Having that visionary, having that communicator leverage a blog to share that information widely or to their community is a better path of purveying that information to the people that need it. And maybe in the past they lost that email or they weren't privy to that email. So in the ways that we're talking about, that sort of social content is available going forward as a source of information. So the social software technologies offer a very rich set of Web 2.0 capabilities that let you find the people in the organization that you need, getting the right person over the right opportunity at the right time to yield the right result, and leverage the intellectual property in the organization that is most important. Now, let's go to chart 7. So what are some of the ways that we see social software transforming business? First off, let me say that these capabilities can be extended to your existing investment. So whether you're using an email system like Notes or Outlook, whether you're leveraging a portal, you use commerce technology in order to support sales, the social software technology can be infused into those solutions easily by providing access to blogs, wikis, discussion forums, experts, communities to better support the collaborative dimensions of what people do every single day. This idea is really something that we see as social everywhere, where whether you're in a mobile context, in commerce, in application development, you're working in data analytics or business intelligence, all of these capabilities can take advantage of the collaboration features of our social technology. And so we've truly enabled those solutions by building a very powerful social platform. So we're not just leveraging collaboration onto collaboration's sake, but doing so into the context of the way people work. Well, let's turn to chart eight, and now let's look at some organizations that have been leveraging social software in their organization and some of the challenges that they might have had and some of the business results they might have seen. U.S. Bancorp has almost 3,000 locations in 24 states, and they've acquired subsidiaries from a variety of different sources, and they genuinely lack the ability to effectively collaborate and share content and coordinate operations across their branch locations. And this resulted in an inconsistent customer retail experiences and a higher employee attrition rate than they would have liked to have ever seen. And so they've been able to leverage our social software technologies in a way that now allows them to find people that can help them when they encounter problems. They can share experiences and leverage communities to share things like practices and documents in this. These capabilities do this across the organization's 58,000 employees and really allow them to easily capture, find, and share best practices. And it's resulted in a tremendous benefit to the bank in and around not just their competitive advantage, but their customer satisfaction, and ultimately yielding in more efficient and productive employees. Well, let's turn to chart nine. Rheinmetall is one of Europe's largest defense contractors and automobile parts manufacturers. They've leveraged these technologies in a way where they had people working across many different parts of the organization, and they're very process-oriented in the way they build out their products and solutions all the way to the automobile parts that they make for Mercedes-Benz and BMW all the way through to the Leopard tanks and howitzer cannons they make for the German Army and other military organizations in Europe. And so as an example, by better connecting their folks, in the development of the Leopard tank, they were trying to solve issues in and around how to build tank tread assemblies and the sort of lubrication and viscosity that is required in order to support the new tank treads in the Leopard tanks. And they actually leveraged knowledge and experience that was founded in the automobile division on some science that was being done in the automobile division. This sort of sharing, this sort of connectivity between the people working on product innovation and science in Rheinmetall would have never been possible had they not put in place collaboration technologies and built a culture of sharing across these respective divisions. Chart 10. The Practicing Law Institute is a small organization, but they've got big capabilities. They support the lawyers in the United States in and around their continuing education. So in order to retain your license and be able to practice law in the U.S., there's a mandatory set of activities that an attorney need do on a periodic basis. Practicing Law Institute provides that education and enablement on a specific set of topics in order to support that. They have more than 100,000 attorneys leveraging their technology, but they found that as people came in to the Practicing Law Institute, as the attorneys came into the Institute, they found that they were just coming there for the education, and they didn't enjoy a relationship with those folks before, during, and after. The Practicing Law Institute enabled their attorneys and their educators through a set of communities in and around intellectual property, antitrust, and so forth. And now they're connecting their educators with attorneys, and attorneys with each other, really enjoying a stickiness and a relationship that goes beyond just that specific class. And now they enjoy, going forward on a continued basis. And they find that this unique business model has set PLI apart, and they're enjoying remarkable growth, literally almost 1% per day, which is amazing from a fueling a growth point of view. On chart 11, Berlitz is one of the premier language organizations on the planet, as their own employees wanted to collaborate, they really needed a set of collaboration technologies that would allow them to communicate and share knowledge with other employees around the world. This is sharing basic common information on building out offerings, strategic direction of where they would take their products, and sharing goals worldwide, so there was consistency across how Berlitz delivered their capabilities in each and every country on the planet. And so they're leveraging our collaboration technologies to be able to find experts as they're building out offerings, and to share that intellectual property so that they see a more efficient employee base as they build out their language offerings and make them available to their clients. Now, chart 12 has an interesting set of features here. We have, as part of this, this rail company was the largest North American railroad franchise. We have a very detailed case study on these folks, and for those of you who are interested in getting in even greater detail, we've got very detailed case studies that represent every industry segment and every country on the planet. And here are some examples of the estimated benefits that this organization will realize over 3 years as they deploy the technology. So these folks were looking to create better efficiency in their sales organization as they sold commercial rail services to companies in North America. They genuinely reduced their travel costs by using real-time collaboration in order to support the meetings and sharing of information. By leveraging these tools, and this is important across the, many of the clients that we work with, that we've actually seen the ability to attract and retain new employees, thus resulting in better morale, which indeed has allowed them to attract and retain new employees. And so we see this as an important aspect of how folks that are leveraging social software have really genuinely have quantifiable business benefits, best upon hard ROI computed in and around sales productivity, travel costs, and the ability to retain employees. And so these are really important measurements done at this large rail company, and they genuinely see the benefit in leveraging the collaboration technologies from IBM. So with that, I want to point to, on chart 13, a set of areas that you can go even further and learn more about social software. This includes URLs for the latest product information and research and white papers online. We have the Collaboration Soapbox, which is a community on IBM.com that can let you interact with other clients and IBMers on this particular topic. For those of you that have not yet experienced any of these technologies but would like the ability to see them firsthand, there's the Lotus Greenhouse. I would encourage you all to visit there, and if you've not been there before, sign up. We have the latest versions of the technology up there, and you'll be able to see the newest release of our portfolio, both Connections version 3 and Qwiker 8.5 up there. So I would encourage you all to go out there and visit the greenhouse and sign up if you haven't done so already. So that concludes our presentation for today, and now I'd like to open it up for some questions. Operator, can you do so?